Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. It's been a good day. Really good day. And Steve, before we get out of here, we have one more CLO for you. This person needs your help. This is April in Richmond.
Maybe it could turn into closing remarks. It depends on how good it is. If not, I'm sure Junior will have another inquisitive question.
All right. This is April in Richmond. April writes, I had sex twice with a married guy and he will not leave me alone. I met him when I was on vacation in New York. That was 3 years ago and I haven't seen him since then. He won't stop texting and sending flowers. Should I give in and see him or not? She needs your help.
Okay, Junior, get your question ready.
Okay.
I promise you this is not a
clue. This is not going to take long. I got you.
I really don't care what you do. Once again, this is another example of the new norm. I mean, you're ignoring the fact that, okay, is he married or she married?
He's married.
He's married. You met him. You had sex with him. He won't stop calling. Should I contact him and give in? I don't care what you do. Really, I mean, you know, y'all, come on now. You can't ask us to co-sign this mess. I understand. Look, consensual sex is consensual sex. You can do anything you want to do. But in the words of my father-in-law, just because you can do something don't mean you should. And if that ain't a true statement, I don't know what it is. Now, you can go and see this man, but where you going, though? It ain't going to make it right. It ain't going to make it okay. That don't mean there ain't no risk involved. It just, so all these new norms people got, I just, man. But they act like it's par for the course. So, Junior, what's your question, man?
Yeah, you know what, let me talk about this, you know, the minute you tell somebody no, the minute you can't do something for them, you choose not to do it, you know, it's like they just want to cut you off. They cut you off. But how do you know when you need to cut people off?
Right then.
Well, then thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I wish you would ask me for something. Then I don't come through with it. Then you cut me off. Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. But see, it goes back to something I learned a long time ago, which was a great closing remark for me. I didn't understand what this guy had taught me. It's a guy that used to work for me. And he taught me something. And then he really taught me something. And the statement he made to me, and I didn't understand it at the time, but he said, loyalty has an expiration date. And I went, well, that don't sound cool. Because if I'm loyal to the end. But the lesson he was about to teach me, and he taught it to me well, was sometimes we are loyal to people whose loyalty to us has went away quite some time ago. How many times have you been loyal to somebody who, unbeknownst to you, had stopped being loyal to you? But you being the person that you are, you remain loyal to them, not realizing that you were being loyal to a person who was no longer loyal to you. And then he taught this lesson to me because I was not understanding that. But then he turned around and he showed me exactly what he meant by that. And it was one of my great lessons in life, because I was employing him and keeping him around me and allowing him to exist when he was all about himself. He was just all about him. He was trying to do things on the side. You know, he even told somebody one time, hey, if you want to meet with Steve, that's $10,000. What? Who do that? I've never in my life told somebody they got to pay me some money to talk to me. That man, what are you talking about? I mean, it was just all types of deals. And so finally what I had to learn was the reason he told me that and the reason he shared it with me, because God needed me to learn this lesson, that loyalty does have an expiration date. That sometimes you being the good person, the bigger person, the better person, you stay loyal to people who have long ago stopped being loyal to you. And it caused me to take inventory. I used to do it every 6 months, but I've learned I've had to tighten that down. So every 60 days, I do a inventory check. I kind of go through my phones and my emails, and I make sure that everybody who can call me and touch base with me is a person who's pulling for me, cheering for me, or praying for me. And that's it. And if you're not one of those people, I block you. Now, if you're a business person, you're not that close to me, you may have my number because we're doing business. That's another thing. But I block people who are not pulling for me, cheering for me, or praying for me. And I don't have the time for that. I don't have the time for small remedial relationships. I just don't have that kind of time. So I take inventory every 60 days to go through my phone and my emails to make sure that the people who are surrounding my life are worth my time. Because if they're not, their loyalty to you will expire right in front of your face, but usually behind your back. Those are my closing remarks. Y'all have a great one today. Hey, y'all, talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. Okay? Y'all do that. Y'all stay in peace, man. I'm up out of here. I'm right here.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, yeah. Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.